This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri Representative Todd Akin has backed millions of dollars in pet projects in recent years. He even proudly defended one for military armor during a television ad in his Republican Senate primary. Now Akin has aligned himself with a group that wants to ban home state spending items known as earmarks. And the membership of Senate Conservatives Fund has pledged $290,000 to help finance his cash-strapped campaign against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Akin denies that it's a reversal and rejects any assertion of a quid pro quo for campaign cash. But his nuanced position has opened a line of attack for McCaskill, who has been a vocal opponent of earmarks. McCaskill claims Akin's evolution undercuts his claim that he is a principled conservative who stands firm for his beliefs. Few issues have generated as much passion and attention recently as healthcare. Like many Democrats and Republicans around the nation, Missouri's U.S. Senate candidates are on opposite sides of the issue. Democratic Senator McCaskill supports and defends the health care law signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama. Her Republican challenger, Congressman Akin, wants to repeal it. But there may be at least some middle ground. Even though he doesn't like the new law as a whole, Akin says he believes the requirement to cover pre-existing conditions makes sense. And McCaskill notes that she supported the repeal of a provision that placed a reporting requirement on businesses that some call burdensome. Columbia has increased building permit fees for the first time since 1996. As KBIA's Dalton Barker tells us, the Columbia City Council approved the fee last week, along with several others.
Columbia has maintained the same fee for all building permits the last 16 years. But with an overworked inspection staff and need for additional revenue, the city decided to raise its permit fee. The new plan will offer a standardized rate of $2.25 per $1,000 of assessed value. Shane Creech is the manager of building and site development. He says the city currently is short on personnel.
But we are one plan reviewer and two site inspectors less than we were just 1 year ago.
Don Stamper is executive director of Central Missouri Development Council. He says he is concerned the increase will make Columbia less competitive for retailers.
But here's the deal. We want to make sure that housing is affordable in our community. We have to have an eye on affordability. We want to make sure that it's affordable to come to our people to come here and make an investment. And so as these fees creep up, it can have an effect on where people make that investment, and we want to make sure we're competitive.
The fee increase starts October 1st, and the city estimates it will garner $564,000 of additional revenue. Dalton Barker, KBIA News.
The former president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City will speak today in Fulton on the future of banking. Thomas Honig will speak at 4 this afternoon at Westminster College's Coulter Science Center. The lecture is free and open to the public. He has been a vocal critic of big banks and says he favors a restructuring of the country's banking system. State conservation officials have released thousands of hatchery-raised lake sturgeon into three central Missouri rivers. All of the more than 12,600 fish were marked and chipped before biologists released them into the wild. They're just a few inches long now, but adult lake sturgeon can grow to several feet long and weigh a few hundred pounds. Missouri's plans to use the anesthetic propofol in executions may face new delays. In May, Missouri announced it was switching to propofol after sodium thiopental, another drug commonly used in executions, had become harder to acquire. But Fresenius Kabi USA, one of propofol's two domestic suppliers, announced last week it was instructing its distributors not to fill orders from departments of corrections in the United States. The company says it objects to the use of the drug for reasons outside of its intended use. Kathleen Holmes is the state coordinator for Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, an anti-death penalty group. She applauds the drug company's decision.
The drug companies have repeatedly stood up and said, nope, you're not using our drugs to kill somebody. That's not why they make the drugs in the first place. So I'm thrilled.
Fresenius Kabi is a subsidiary of a Swiss-German company, and under European law, it is illegal for companies to export drugs that may be used in executions. Neither the Missouri Attorney General's office nor the Missouri Department of Corrections could be reached for comment regarding the company's decision. Ray Miller Elementary School will be the first school in the Kirksville School District to buy iPad tablets for student use. The Kirksville School Board approved the nearly $24,000 purchase of 50 iPad tablets last week. Assistant Superintendent Jane Shopper says the money used toward the purchase was left over from the year's allotment from the federal government. Shopper says that all students and teachers at Ray Miller Elementary School are eligible to use the iPads. Ray Miller principal Marianne Farr says the school plans to use the iPads for math, reading, writing, and spelling. The district is expecting the iPads to arrive within the next couple of weeks. Missouri's walnut crop is expected to be lackluster. Buyers start hauling the nuts this week, and prices are high, with buyers offering as much as $13 per 100 pounds after hauling. But no one is expecting a run to cash in. The Springfield News Leader reports that because of an odd mix of conditions, outlooks for the crop have been all over the map. The winter and spring were unusually mild, giving some hope that the walnut trees would produce heavily. But then the drought hit. Patrick Byers, with the University of Missouri Extension Office in Greene County, said nut production already would have begun by the time the drought hit, so numbers wouldn't likely be affected. But he says the quality of nuts will be affected. Missouri's fall foliage may not be a bust this year after all. Jim Lowe, with the State Department of Conservation, says a widespread cold front that dumped several inches of rain across the state may have come just in time.
With the rain that we've gotten, trees that still have green leaves, and there are a surprising number of them, really, will be able to make that last push of photosynthesis.
Lowe says, though, that fall colors may not be as widespread due to trees that lost their leaves during the summer drought and heat wave. Bacon aficionados need not worry. You'll find plenty of the meat on supermarket shelves in the coming months. Just be ready to shell out for it. The economics of the current drought are likely to nose up prices for bacon and other pork products next year, as much as 10%. But the U.S. agricultural economists are dismissing reports of a global bacon shortage that dominated headlines and Twitter feeds last week. It was spurred by a European trade group's report that said a bacon shortage was unavoidable and cited a sharp decline in the continent's pig herd and drought-inflated feed costs. The alarm was quickly extinguished by the American Farm Bureau Federation as baloney.
Oh.
For KBI News, I'm Lucas Hudson.
If you're going to put bad puns in, what did my wife write this script? Baloney. The bad pun office is in good shape this morning.